Dear friends of the Bellworth Park community, I want to again welcome you to my reflection. Last week was the first Sunday of Advent. This week I want to talk about the second Sunday of Advent. But let me first start with a question. There's a discussion going on in the larger church, not a debate, a discussion, primarily here in the United States that I know of, where people are saying, how about if we just do what many of the other Christian communities do and start that celebrating Christmas around Thanksgiving on and not go through the Sundays of Advent, because that makes our Christmas season very, very short. Do you think we should do that? If you say no, then what would you say the advantage of continuing to celebrate the Advent season? In recent years, and this is particularly true of Europe, they're not celebrating Advent as a season of penance. And it was considered a season of penance. We wore purple. Now in Europe, many of the bishop conferences are allowing blue, which is a celebration of hope, and not so much on penance. So some would say if we were to start celebrating Christmas early, it would be a celebration of peace, joy, and hope. That's why I like to talk about hope all the time for each of the Sundays of Advent. And I did that last week, and I want to continue that. So I'm going to share with you some more reasons. I did three last week. Some more reasons why we can hope, and give a little reflection on each one of them. We hope because we want to make ourselves available to God. Now, it's not uncommon for me, especially at this time of year, for people to say to me, I am so busy I can't find time to pray. I'm going in different directions. Now, like this Thanksgiving, so I'm sure Christmas, it's going to be a much more calm time, less people, more laid back. But nonetheless, leading up to it, you know, if you're not praying regularly, then you're not going to be doing much praying, if not a little less, during this time. But what happens when we hope? And hope is a theological virtue, so it's connected to faith and love. And we hope that the Lord will break into our life individually or come with the final call. So we need to make ourselves available to God. God will not come into our hearts like a bull in a china shop. We have to invite him into our heart. We have to make ourselves available. We have to quiet our senses. We have to just slow down, slow down. God did not invent hurry. We need to slow down. And when we slow down and when we pray, then we start realizing that we can hope. Because the more we invite Jesus into our heart leading up to Christmas, the more then that we will find ourselves more hopeful. Our world right now is in desperate need of hope. Whether it's because of the pandemic, because of the elections, because of the weather. You know, Western Pennsylvania gets locked into 4 or 5 days of rain and drizzle and dreariness, which is hard for us arthritic people. But, you know, we do need to talk hope. We need to pray hope, sing hope, laugh hope, preach hope, and be a source of hope to other people, especially the older people. Older people find this time of the year, if they don't go to Florida, a very, very challenging time. So we need Advent. We need to be people of hope. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, allow us to be people of hope, to make your presence real this Advent season, to make our preparations for Christmas real in your name. Amen.